After going through the readings of today, some questions came into my mind. And the questions are these. Is my relationship with God okay? Is it in order? What is it like? What can it be compared with? If my relationship with God is not okay, if it is not in order, then what must I do? The first reading of today answers the question, what must I do? In the first reading of today, those who received the word of God from Peter and wanted to repent, they presented the same question to Peter and said to him, what are we to do? And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, all of us here have received the sacrament of baptism. But there is another form of baptism, and that is baptism of the Holy Spirit. Being born again, which implies repentance. And St. Peter says in the first reading of today, if my relationship with God is not okay, is not in order, then I have to repent and imitate Christ. And the second reading of today offers us how to imitate Christ, who committed no sin and no deceit was found in his mouth. The gospel of today answers the question, my relationship with God, what is it like? What can it be compared with? And in the gospel of today, Jesus uses a comparison, a figure of speech. And he uses the relationship between a shepherd and his sheep to give us a mental picture of how our relationship with God, our relationship with him, ought to be. When we bring this shepherd and sheep relationship down more to practical level, we can say that the parents are the sheep in the family, and the parents are the shepherds, please, and the children are the sheep. Because in the gospel of today, in the context of the gospel of today, who is the shepherd and who are the sheep? We have only one shepherd, and that is Jesus Christ, and we are his flock. Before Jesus began his public ministry on earth, he was shepherded by Mary and Joseph, his parents. And before he sent his disciples into the world to evangelize the world, he educated them. He trained them. And Peter, in the first reading of today, we can say that Peter learned how to preach the word of God like he did in the first reading of today. He learned that from Jesus. So, Jesus knew that education is very important. That was the reason why he trained his disciples for a period of 3 years before sending them out to preach the good news in the world. A philosopher says that when you want to destroy the civilization of a nation, There are three ways to do that. Destroy the family structure, destroy education, and destroy the influence of the role models in the society. In destroying the family, in order to destroy the family, undermine the role of the mother so that she feels ashamed of being called a housewife or being called a mother. Are there people in the world today who feel ashamed of being called mothers or being called housewives? Are there? Maybe. There may be. At the entrance gate of a university in South Africa, the following message was posted for contemplation. And the message says, destroying a nation today does not require the use of atomic bombs or long-range missiles. It only requires the lowering of the quality of education and allowing students to cheat during examinations. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is already happening in some countries of the world today. And the result is this. Patients die at the hands of such doctors who were educated in such a system. And buildings collapse at the hands of such engineers. Money is lost at the hands of such economists and accountants. And humanity dies at the hands of such politicians and scholars. Justice is denied at the hands of such judges. The collapse of education is the collapse of any nation. When a conscious mother disappears and educated teacher disappears, and there is a downfall of the role models, then tell me, who will teach the children values? You see, when we don't talk about God in our schools, we don't talk about God at home, we don't talk about God in our society, we want to remove God from education. Education without God is no education. The society may be educated, but I tell you, what will happen will be this. Although the society may be educated, but pride and arrogance will be the order of the day. There was this story told about a preacher who was invited to preach in a crusade in a town. And when he entered that town, with pride and arrogance, he started shouting, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Come to the town hall this evening, then I will show you the way to heaven." This preacher, being a stranger to that town, did not know the way to the town hall where he was invited to preach. And along the way, he met a teenager and said to him, "Boy, please, do you know the way to the town hall? Can you show me the way to the town hall?" And the teenager said to him, You don't know the way to the town hall, and you claim to know the way to heaven. God used this teenager to subdue the pride and arrogance in the preacher. You see, we are what we are today because God allows that. Without God, we are nothing. Without Him, we are nothing. God uses human beings as instruments of evangelization. But the actual work of evangelization is done by God Himself. Without God, no one can be converted. You see, God created human beings to be loved. He equally created things to be used. But the disorder we have in the world today is that things are being loved while human beings are being used. This is what I call disordered affection. It is God that touches the hearts of people and not the preacher.